In this special build edition of the AI show, join us to hear from Anitha Umamahasan, program manager on the Azure Machine Learning team. She will show us how to use automated machine learning while identifying the best approaches and tools to use depending on your scenario. You get to be the hero of this story. Make sure you tune in.
My name is Anitha, and I'm a program manager on the Azure Machine Learning team here at Microsoft. Today, we're going to learn how to be an ML hero using automated ML. Let's begin. So before we get started, I want to give you a quick overview of what's on our agenda for the next couple of minutes. We'll start off with an introduction to automated ML and look at the capabilities. Then we'll dive into seeing what's new and look at our roadmap. Once we do that, we'll go ahead and do a customer deep dive and a demo, and then see how you can get started with automated ML. As we all know, AI is everywhere. It can be simple as figuring out the price of a car or figuring out how much money you have in a bank. As more industries rely on big data to make decisions, data science has become increasingly important across all industries. Just like cloud computing was fundamental in the explosion of startups, machine learning democratization will likely power the next generation of applications crafted by developers, but also directly used by consumers and business tools. So let's take a look at the machine learning process. As a developer new to machine learning, I want to simplify and streamline the model creation process because building models can be tedious and iterative. You had to first select features, then choose your algorithm, then set up your hyperparameters, and then iterate on the data as many times until you get to that satisfactory model. As you can tell, this is a time-consuming process. The current process needs practitioners who are skilled in ML, such as data scientists. What if we can simplify this process? What if we can enable those who are novice in the area to create machine learning models? What if we can enable those same skilled professionals to be more efficient and productive? And that's exactly where automated machine learning comes in. With automated ML, all you'll need to do is bring in your dataset and specify some configurations and constraints. So for example, you could say you want to run a classification task for 3 hours. And what automated ML does is it intelligently tests multiple models in parallel and returns the optimized model for you. So automated machine learning picks an algorithm and hyperparameters for you and generates a model that is ready for deployment. The model then can be downloaded to be further customized as well. Now let's go ahead and look at the automated machine learning mission. Our goal is to enable automated building of machine learning with the goal of democratizing, accelerating, and scaling AI. So let's go ahead and see what this actually means. So let's just say you have a data science team with varying levels of experience. With AutoML, you are able to expedite the entire data science process. And this is where the democratization AI piece comes in. Now, if you have a smaller team of data scientists, with AutoML, you are able to make the most out of these limited resources, thus improve the productivity of your data scientist. We have also seen scenarios where customers want to build multiple machine learning models in parallel, and now they can do that in an automated way. And that's what we mean by scale AI. So now that we know what AutoML is, let's dive into the capabilities and see what's new. Automated machine learning is for everyone who is working with data. It currently supports classification, regression, and time series forecasting task types. If you are a data scientist, you will be more comfortable using the Python SDK in Jupyter Notebooks, and you'll be able to use Jupyter Notebooks from the Azure Machine Learning Studio. If you are a citizen data scientist, or if you just started making your way as a data scientist, or if you prefer the graphical user interface over coding, you can use the automated machine learning web user interface in the Azure Machine Learning Studio and start a training job within just a few clicks of a button. As we all know, data is important in the model creation process. For example, when we're creating a predictive model to forecast sales on a retail store, weather data and holiday data can have an impact. Now, you can enrich your data with Azure Open Datasets with data like public holidays, historical weather, and US population, for example. In addition to Azure Open Datasets, we also support guardrails on your data. So now you can look for things like class imbalance or high cardinality columns. Featurization is another important step in building your model. AutoML currently supports automatic featurization and feature engineering. In addition to the auto featurization, you can also customize your featurization. For example, you can do stuff like blocking your transformers, overriding column purpose, choosing to include or exclude columns in training, and deciding how to impute missing values. In addition to the customized featureization, AutoML also supports deep learning with BERT and ViolSDM for NLP. After featureization comes training. We have added world-class statistical models like ARIMA and PROFIT and deep learning models like TCN. We try all these along with their classical models on our user data set to provide better performance. So after training, we often hear two questions. What did you do and how are the predictions made? So to answer the first question on what did you do and how did AutoML actually build it, we currently support featureization transparency. So we show transformers, parameters, and any values we altered in the dataset along with the algorithm. To answer the second question on how are predictions made, AutoML currently supports model interpretability, so you can see which features played an important role in the model creation process. So now, the model creation process is no longer a black box as it is transparent and you get a better understanding of your models. Many models is another thing that comes up when building models. Often people want to build multiple models in parallel, let that be tens, hundreds, or even thousands of models. Now, instead of having one model to forecast for your entire store, we are introducing grouping through our many model solution, which is our first step towards hierarchical time series. This will allow for more detailed forecasts. So now let's go ahead and see what's on the roadmap for the next 6 to 12 months. To start off, in order to improve our transparency and customization story, we will be supporting code generation, allowing you to take an experiment from the UI or an individual iteration and generate code out of it in order to further customize your model. The next thing is componentized featureization, allowing you to use featureization on your own models. We also are looking to support bringing your own model and also a many models authoring UI experience, allowing you to build multiple models right from the UI. Finally, we have some forecasting enhancements with hierarchical time series support on our roadmap. So now let's go ahead and do a customer deep dive. So we have many customers currently using AutoML, and this slide highlights a few of them. Today we will dive deeper into an interesting use case coming from Talent Cloud. Talent Cloud is a smart agriculture solution provider that puts sensors in their agriculture field to track and manage environment information. Their customers include 5,000 farms across 210 cities. Let's see how Talent Cloud used AutoML to improve the accuracy of their AI models and expedite their AI development process. So right now, we're in the Azure Machine Learning Studio under Notebooks in the Authoring tab. This is Talent Cloud's notebook. So as you can see, they started off by setting up the experiment. So they imported all the required packages, and then they gave their experiment a name, in this case, is cooling. Once they completed that, they went ahead and attached a compute to their experiment. In this case, they're using a standard DS12V2, which automatically scaled to the experiment needs. After setting up their compute, they loaded their data in this case. And you can see the first couple of rows of their data over here. And in this case, we're predicting on is cooling. So once they have their data loaded, they could go ahead and set up their AutoML configuration. So what they did over here is that they specified this task type is classification, and the primary metric that they want to optimize on is average precision score weighted. AutoML supports additional configuration settings based on your experiment needs, which you can explore by looking at our docs. After setting up their AutoML configuration, they went ahead and launched their remote run, and I'll show you how this looks like from the Machine Learning Studio. So right now, this run is still running. We could see that we specified a classification task type, and we could also see all the other run settings specified for this experiment. In addition to the run summary, we could also go into this data guardrails tab to see the guardrails placed. In this case, there's class balance detection and high cardinality feature detection. We could also see all the models being explored for this individual experiment as AutoML is intelligently testing multiple models in parallel. So I'm going to go ahead and open up an experiment that completed a little earlier. And right now we can see the best model summary page, which is the recommended model, in this case, floating ensemble. We could see that the metric for this was 0.999, but we could also explore additional metrics like accuracy and AEC macro to better understand our model. If we are not happy with the recommended model, we could always explore one of the other models from this run. And in this case, I'm going to click on this LightGBM model. And if I click on the visualizations tab, these are visualizations to not only help us better understand our model, but also decide if this model is good enough. Once we are happy with our model, we could go ahead and deploy it out to production. So with AutoML, Talent Cloud can automatically optimize its AI algorithm model through a large number of data samples, reducing the algorithm training time from over 1 week to less than 48 hours. The solution also had a larger business impact as it provided higher efficiency, lower cost, and better environment and safer food. Now that's the power of automated ML. Thank you for watching this video. To learn more about AutoML, please visit our website and try it for free at ml.azure.com. Thank you.